The Daily Talk Show, episode 487.
What's happening, guys? The shop is open.
Yes, it is. I've got a lot of energy. I had a juice this morning, which included ginger, carrot, orange juice, and maybe
great. I was going to bring it up. Mr. 97 should have said it. Less food chat, yeah? Less food chat?
Really? That's all 100%. I've got.
Well, I've got something for us. So episode 500, creeping close, 29th of this month. We've got our live show that's happening. Shout out to Kathleen, who's put her hand up to be on the door. Mate, the Gronk squad, you outsource to the Gronk squad. They get shit done.
Can we give Kathleen one of those numbers as if she's
a security guard.
Yeah.
She's not a security guard. Okay. She's sorting out who's coming, who's not allowed in because they don't have a ticket.
Could we give her a security uniform?
Maybe it's illegal. I wonder if it's...
You couldn't do the
number
thing.
No, there was a guy walking around the city. Oh, this was in Melbourne. A guy walking around the CBD dressed in a security outfit, a gun on his leg, so like in a holster, because some security guards can have licenses to carry guns. Mm-hmm. He did not have a license. He was masquerading as a security detail. Look it up, Mr. 97.
What was his deal? Wait, how long ago was this?
Within the last couple of years, and so he got caught for it, and then he did it again, and then was meant to do all this community service.
So if you get caught, if you get caught with a gun,
depends on what you're doing. Sort of stuff. Depends on what you're doing with it.
Really, you think I think if you've got a gun anywhere in Melbourne you're in the city, that's like SWAT team, like getting shot down.
No, he had it in his pocket. He looks like a security guard. It makes sense. You could be an armored vehicle security guard.
He's got a gun. If it's a fake gun, I guess.
No, it was a real gun. So he had a real gun on his leg.
Any word on this, 97?
Can you find it?
Yeah, he was sentenced to an aggregate jail term of 12 months.
Yeah, but he didn't serve the jail term.
What is aggregate jail?
It was given from what I read, he was lucky to have not been jailed and he was meant to do all this community service and he didn't rock up.
You got to be sort of
he was bailed.
What is this all this?
Yeah, so bailed, you get so
yeah, and then he pleaded guilty to 160 charges.
160 charges.
Well, they start laying them on you for absolutely everything.
I mean, it's all those penalty units, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's just getting the penalty units in. But I don't know if he actually served time. Like you get sentenced and the sentence can be 12 months. I don't think they do suspended sentences here in Victoria anymore.
Anyway, yeah, so I think it would be fun, some level of security.
I mean, you could just have the Daily Talk Show jumper on.
With the security.
Gives you some authority.
Yeah, I'd like some form of, maybe it's a hat that says security on it. Yeah?
Whatever, mate. If you want to organise it, because I tell you what I've organised for myself.
Okay. What do you mean for yourself or a team?
I think this one specifically requires your input, Mr. 97, your personal input. So I've booked myself in. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow morning. I've got a 9 a.m. appointment and I'm getting a referral to go to have my blood tested.
Okay. So this is for the – I hate doctors.
I know. You've got some weird aversion. I tried to call a local doctor here, which is – on the website, bulk billing between 9 and 4. I called and I said, so it's bulk billing. He said, look, unless you've got a concession card or some kind of bloody something else, it's bulk billed fully. Otherwise, if you have a Medicare card, it's $80 charged with a $30 rebate from Medicare.
Okay.
So you got to pay for it. So yeah, I'm trying to
work. $50.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to the free one. Tomorrow, it's just a super clinic.
I feel like
fully bulk bills.
I'm a creature of habit. So is it unreasonable for me to drive to Berwick and go to the super clinic?
Unless Mr. 97, you can book him in on hot doc right now.
It's in St Kilda.
No. In Berwick.
Is it a nighttime? Do they have nighttime?
Clinic,
yeah. Oh, so it's, probably open till like 11.
Mm-hmm. Do they bulk bill at 11 or whatever?
No, bulk bill all day. Clinics, fuck yeah. Super clinics, they're like not.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but he's been there before. You never paid a cent, right?
No, but that was 10 years ago.
Okay, so mum might have
maybe
paid.
You're
No. What were you going to say?
A child, I don't know, under 18, student or something like that. You get. Yeah.
I wonder.
Either way, I've done it and I'm doing it and I'm following it through.
So we have to do it.
Yeah.
So if you don't do it, it's fucked.
And so
you're
what?
Absolute.
So what markers? Because I was thinking, like, I'm very curious based on my new vegetarian diet how this is going to fuck with all the markets. Like, am I just going to be like have no plaque in my fucking... I want them to do the spinny thing.
Unhealthy diet and unhealthy diet. You've just transitioned from one to another.
I mean,
there's nothing. There's no real difference.
Hyperbolic. Very hyperbolic.
But you're talking like the other one was more unhealthy than this one.
Mm. what did you have for lunch?
Yeah, pizza. But the thing is, it was a margarita pizza.
Yeah.
Jem's going to be wearing a hat of sorts on the night. So
amazing, a crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Jem, would you get your blood test done as well?
There is testosterone.
Yeah, women have. Yeah.
But, small amounts. But the point being, you need to go and get your shit sorted, which will, you're letting down the team massively.
And so then I guess we can go all together to get the actual blood done.
Well, I think you can do that. Yeah, we could rock up because they're not appointment based. Mm. You just rock up if it opens at 9, you get them done.
Well, do you remember the first time you guys ever got an injection as a kid?
Yeah, I remember. The main hall where you had assembly as a kid, at schools they had a main hall. Mm. This was Elsternwick Primary School. And I remember back in the day they used to line everyone up and you'd walk up, pull your pant down.
What?
Really?
Like it's just in the top of your
– Yeah, yeah.
Like top of your cheek. So you're not seeing butt.
Never had that.
Or it was arm. There was butt and arm. It was like the school when they were doing the vaccinations or – tetanus injection. It was bulk build. No, it was bulk. I wonder how it worked. They just had someone come out. And
same
just...
fucking needle.
So my where I lived in St Kilda, next door neighbour, he was a POM, grew up in England, and his dad was over from England, you know, rich accent, and was telling me.
What does that mean?
Like a rich English accent.
Like he was wealthy?
Thick.
Okay.
Rich, like full. Full English.
He had an accent.
Sure.
A strong accent?
Yeah. Yeah, a rich accent.
Is it a strong accent different to a rich accent or no?
It was just rich in its strength.
Okay. So I didn't know you were doing poetry. Sorry. Go on.
Anyway, he was telling me that when he was a kid, because we were talking about Bodhi, my son getting an injection, and how, I don't know, we're just talking about, I think he just got one. And so we're just chatting and he's like, oh, yeah, back in my day. They used to inject the kid, take it out, clean it, light it, put it under the flame.
Yeah, yeah.
And then do the next kid. Oof, same needle.
1800 style sort of shit.
Mate, I don't know what they're doing.
I'm definitely not an anti-vaxxer.
No.
But I'm an anti-adminer. So it's been a long time, it feels like, since I've had any of those injections.
It's so simple. You rock up, you've got your piece of paper, which has been given to you by your GP, and they say it has on it what you need the tests for. It has, which they then just go, well, you need this.
Are you going to say it's for a podcast?
No, I'm just saying that I want to get my testosterone tested.
Yeah, sure.
Amongst.
Don't lead with the fact that we're comparing it.
No, you know, 3D Dill would have.
Yeah, he would have.
I want to test the levels of my level of testosterone.
Yeah. Gemma's down to do it. She said, absolutely. Wouldn't it be funny if I had the most testosterone?
Jeez.
But I think,
And then we can do it as across the podcast landscape.
Oh, yeah, all guests.
Does Jordan Mark Levy's have more testosterone than us?
Oh, yeah, we could do the whole podcast community.
Just get everyone.
Yeah.
Emily says, wait, you're still eating unhealthy. What's the point, Josh?
Well, what does unhealthy mean?
A pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it not
all
being Friday.
Eight slices.
So, Emily, what does... No. Yeah.
I whispered in Mr. 97's ear earlier, which I thought might have made you feel a bit uncomfortable.
Can I guess what you said?
What did I say?
I thought he was saying ask him for a slice, but you probably said don't ask him for a slice.
You're on the money, but I did say... If he doesn't offer a slice to us, he's a fucking idiot. What?
No, well, I knew that Tommy is the 100% leecher. He will bag you out about your pizza. He'll do all that sort of thing. But
I didn't bag you out about the pizza, have I? Did I? No.
I mean, you're whispering in Mr. 97.
No, that I wanted a slice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I said if he doesn't offer me one.
Well, the thing is that you have lunch every day. I don't think you offer me lunch every day. And so
I've made a bowl of
I almost
tuna
told
and
them
rice.
Not to cut it up in slices for this very
can
reason.
Can you request that?
I could say no. Cut it. Like, so then it's like, sorry, man, no slices, knife and fork. You can't have any. Because I knew, as soon as it's this slicing, for some reason, we see the pizza as some form of fucking communal food. It's not. I would have one.
Kind of is, it is, you don't go no. to, if you're
if you
doing,
go to Italy,
if you're doing a communal food offering, you don't do tuna and rice.
If you're in Italy.
You probably do something more like pizza. It's very actually, easy to share.
It's actually rude in Italy to share pizzas.
Look that up, Mr. 97.
Have is it rude to share pizzas in Italy? If it is, what are you going to do for me?
We didn't share pizza, so it's all good.
No, but you think that you are meant to share pizzas.
No, I was just making a little joke okay. with Mr. 97. Anyway. So I need commitment from you boys that you will...
get the blood work done. Yes, I will.
And it has to be done this week. Mm-hmm. You have to have the tests sent off before Friday yeah. based on the time frame okay. of next week. If yeah. like if you do it next week, we're fucked. Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think it'll be fine. Are you okay with needles and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I am. Like, but when I was a kid, the first, very first time I remember getting a needle.
Don't share a pizza.
Don't share a pizza.
Even kids have one to themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. We're not in fucking Italy. That was his excuse. We said, you said to him, why are you eating pizza at lunch? And he said, I did it in Italy. And I said, I mate, you're not fucking in Italy. You're in
I've
Melbourne.
I've got a lenti paddle, lenti? Lentil patty for you.
And how do, we don't have a barbecue?
Nah, it's cooked already.
Pre-cooked. It's called food prep. Yeah, anyway.
No, but
the needle thing. So.
But I think the thing is that maybe that's part, like thinking about your perfect day. We wait until we go on holidays to do that stuff. Why? If that is going
to
move
yeah,
the needle
to create carbicide.
Yeah. If that's like a what's carbicide?
Yeah, it's you going on holidays. It's called carbicide.
What is carbicide? Actually?
So like homicide by carbs.
Yes.
Carbicide. Okay.
Or like genocide by carbs. Like you just ruin. Like you go so hard on carbs. You. You're committing carbicide. Oh, no, it's suicide by carbs. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
No, but when I was a kid and I got my injection, it was out of school time because I was sick on the day. Mm. And I went to the doctor and it hurt so much. But I was going in before my friend Kyle. And so I laughed. I just, instead of crying, I was like, ah, this is so funny. The way. Doctor thought it was funny. Everyone was laughing like, this guy is fucking tweaked. Yeah, like, ah,
so were you crying?
Yeah, it was like eyes all watering. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
When Bodhi once got one and it bent the needle. So in his little backside, he's got little rock hard.
So you were watching it.
I wasn't there for that one. The poor little kid. And then he did get it and was red for weeks.
Oh, 3D Dill joined.
What's up, 3D Dill? Anyone else saying a few little words?
123 Demir gave us a thumbs up.
Great, thank you.
Thanks
Demir for the thumbs up. Any other plans in regards to the EP 500?
Yeah, a few things that I can't mention.
That's funny. Are you surprising anything for me?
That's what I'm planning.
So am I.
Great. That's what you want. I don't want to know everything.
I've got a surprise.
Mr. 97, what I'm going to be surprised is if Mr. 97 survives his emceeing duties.
Yeah, so Gemma has agreed to do emceeing with you.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear? What would you, if you didn't have any say? Sorry, if you... if you had a say. And you were just... But also if it wasn't for content, if you just had to wear something, what would you wear?
Probably black jeans, white shoes, and just a t-shirt.
Okay.
The new white shoes? The new Lacoste?
Yeah, new white shoes.
Could you wear a collar?
What do you mean?
Like a collared shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a collared shirt. Not a collar.
Like, are you meaning like a shirt or a polo? I don't have a polo and I don't actually have a shirt.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking polo, but you give me
an
idea.
Didn't you wear a shirt out when we went to...
Yeah, I don't fit in that anymore.
What do you mean, too big?
Look out for this kid's testosterone. Oh,
what actually happens when you try and wear it?
It's just like, it's a bit too tight.
Uh-huh. Where?
Across the chest.
It looks good.
So that means that he's built chest. Like, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to wear for the day? For the night, sorry?
Not sure yet, actually. No, absolutely no idea. Part of me wanted to go some form of Halloween thing.
For you?
Yeah. Mm. Based on it being Halloween. What date is Halloween? Is it the 29th or 30th?
If you don't like admin of a blood test.
31st.
Having to go, I mean, one's a bit more fun. Mm-hmm. But having to go to a costume store, interact with costume people, try on costumes.
Yeah. Do you think you're good at admin?
I think I'm better than you.
I mean, it's a low bar. Yeah. I called Vic Rhodes yesterday.
That's hard. That's hard. I mean, I did my tax last night.
That's good.
Got a good return. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
That's exciting.
Didn't make any deductions and I still got shitloads of money.
At all.
Other than just the most basic things. Mm-hmm. But because we run everything through the business.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've tried to do, remove anything that's personal, mm-hmm. having to do personal. And I haven't bought computers and shit with my own. We don't have company cars.
Yeah. And so
but that's a piece of shit. Like that admin there, MyGov, unlinking.
Just accepting the fact that you're not doing any declaring – or what is it called? Not putting any expenses down.
Yeah.
Any deductions.
Well, it's not hard.
It's not hard.
Love a bit of tax talk.
We employ ourselves.
Do you really? You find it boring.
I mean, the thing is
– I mean, Dill just messaged, classy look 97, forget a collared shirt, and Gemma wants to go get a pre-event spray tan.
Would you get a spray tan? Yeah.
Depends how full on it was.
I think it would look great. Actually, you still have that Bondi Sands voucher, don't you? Do you?
I've got a bottle of Bondi Sands.
Who bought you that?
Jason bought it for my 18th birthday.
As a joke or?
Yeah, as a joke. Okay. Oh, well, actually, he said you have to apply it, but I haven't done it yet.
Have you ever used fake tan yourself?
No.
Have you, Josh, used fake tan?
Never.
One of us has then.
I didn't even have to ask. If you've been a stripper, you've used fake tan.
I've had a spray on. Mm. I used the lotion. Mm-hmm. Sort of brings out a light tan slowly. Washes off though. It's so quick. Anyway.
Yeah, not into it. Outside of Ep 500, it's only like two weeks and a day or something until we go away, isn't it?
2 weeks and a day till Mr. 97's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Something like that. LA, what's in your mind, 97, about LA? What are you actually excited about?
We probably won't go see it, but there's like a, there are sick like art buildings. Have you seen them? They're up on the hills.
No.
They're like they look sick, but I'm more excited for like the Venice Beach area and Santa Monica Pier.
Where we'll be spending the least amount of time.
What are these art buildings?
They just came up when I was looking at facts. They're like literally like $2 billion buildings.
Really?
Built. Yeah. They got like massive trusts and people who like invest in them, philanthropy stuff.
Have your parents given you any tips about the US? Are they giving you any rules?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
This is good. are there any rules? Are there any rules that we need to set, do you think, in regards to, obviously we had the office rules. They all went out the window. I think the time that the toilet seat fucked up, all of the rules went out. And then we're just trying to survive at that point, which your dad came in. Timbo saved the day with the toilet seat. But if we were to create some rules around the trip, what do we think is – what's some good rules?
Well, I think it's – if the way you could identify the rule or I don't even know if they're rules, you could call them rules. Let's go with Mr. 97, his habits or rituals or things that he does daily when he's at home – because I know that he's got his routine pretty dialed in.
Smoothie. So are you going to have a smoothie?
A rule is exercise and working out.
Yes.
I think doing it to Tommy's every second day.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be carrying that.
What do you mean? I'm doing it with you. It's just that I'm Josh doing it. Okay, great.
Fuck you guys.
Well, so it'll be Mason and I doing it and then I'll do you can join us. Okay. Get a good system of getting up. We get up at 6:30 a.m. You can do what you want. Mason and I will train. You can do what you want, but we'll get up at a certain time, go do it, and then get coffee. Mm-hmm. So we'll just create that routine. Anything else that you desperately want to bring?
Bring with me?
The habit, the fucking.
Healthy eating would be a great one to keep going. Just not blow out on pizzas and stuff.
There'll be burgers. There'll be pancakes. There'll be healthy options from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
It's got it all. That's the beauty of it.
I mean, the thing is when I go to the US, barbecue, so like American barbecue, burgers, all that sort of thing is my go-to. So it is going to be interesting being veggie and just having like the Chipotle bowls.
They're good though. Lovely.
Is that what Diavella has?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, no, he did make a video talking about that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Chipotle is great though. We didn't smash that many burgers other than In-N-Out.
Yeah, I mean diners in general. I think the other rule potentially, I reckon we need to dial in coffee. Because I don't know if you remember when we went to Studio City.
Before we interviewed Greg Berendt.
Yeah, and Amira. And I had a bunch of, it was like a cold brew coffee.
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
black the, coffee in a cup.
Well, it was the caffeine content in the black coffee, the filtered coffee. Mm-hmm. Depending on how you go. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So you were charging, sweating. I was like
jittering and not feeling good.
The problem is when you're not feeling amazing and you're tired, you back it up with coffee and another coffee.
Should we not have coffee?
I'm going to have coffee. But it could be one a day. Like one a day if you can't function after that. Well,
this is the problem with diners and stuff because they keep refilling those fucking things.
Before the Seth Godin interview, we were sitting in a diner and it was a classic. Like think, picture an American diner. Mm-hmm. This was it. Just
That's right.
Cindy had been working there for like
she was great.
20 years or something, like ridiculous. And she lived in Honkers, the town
Yonkers?
Next. Yonkers.
Yonkers.
Yeah, Yonkers. No, Yonkers. She lived in Yonkers. And I just remember I had my hand there and she's like, so you married, are you? Like, I don't know. She's looking at my wedding ring. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to take from that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just stuck with you.
I'm not
at the diner.
I know a guy went in a strip club once. He took off his wedding ring as we walked in.
It's pretty gross.
The biggest thing
it?
I took from that was don't assume that fucking any of these girls want you, mate. Yeah. You absolute
Plus,
pig.
They love married men.
I wasn't married then.
Yeah, it's not ideal, single. Is it? it's a bit gross.
But, Jen said, done, Mr. 97, you'll love getting a tan, trust me. And she's getting one in an hour, so don't worry.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on LA before we go?
Oh, so and the no coffee thing. So what do you want to bring from home?
As in like habits.
Like I think sleep will be a good one as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Mate, we don't sleep when we go to the States. What are you talking about?
No, I think the thing is I think early morning walks, very important.
Or exercise. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, I prefer like being able to like really take in like get a sense of space. So walk a fair bit, do it around the block and stuff.
The thing, it's great in New York. LA is just, it's huge though.
Yeah, but
like you walk down one street for so long and you haven't really seen a shitload. Mm. It isn't one of those places.
Yeah, it's not a hugely walkable place.
It's because it's so flat at most of it around Hollywood and stuff. I mean, it is nice.
Yeah.
Would you rollerblade, Josh?
No.
Someone said that?
No.
You just came up with that. Yeah. It was stupid. No, I wouldn't rollerblade.
Why did you come up with that? What were you visioning?
Venice Beach, just Josh, just rollerblading.
Yeah. Hot pants.
Yeah. Loves getting an awareness of the space around him.
But he needs awareness of his own center of gravity, which I don't think he quite has. No, could you rollerblade?
I mean, are you going to do the bird or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah, getting on. Oh, the Lime scooters. Yeah. We could all get, would you ride one of those? So
I don't know. There's a girl.
Is it just a scooter? Scooter.
So there's O-Bikes, which were the disastrous bike sharing business that came to Melbourne. Mm. And then I made that O-Bike fishing video. They then released different companies' scooters, electric ones, which I was blown away with it when we went to America. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere and everyone's fucking riding them. And it's fun. They're electric. You don't have to do much. We saw a guy with a newborn baby, like the ones that own this. They're newborn because they fit in the sling at the front. Mm-hmm. So they're tiny, a couple of months old. And then his wife on the back of it.
Dangerous. I mean, stupid.
Yeah, it's
what
stupid.
About the girl, I think a YouTuber or Instagram, if you type in London.
She died. People have died on bikes. People have died on skateboards. People have died walking. People die from everything. People die from it all. People die from drinking coffee. The point being, you might not be able to handle yourself.
Well, no, I just think that like, is it like the speed and danger?
Yeah, but
is it worth?
If that's on your mind, you're not the type of person that should be on one.
Yeah,
and so the
have
people
you ever fallen off your electric skateboard?
Yeah, not badly though, as in. Not as bad as it could be. Like I was on the way to a shoot with Nando's and I rode through the city and it was a bit slippery and I went through Fitzroy Gardens and it got to this point and I slid. The thing with fucking hipster ripped pants, you actually rash your knee. Like if my jeans weren't hipster and holes in them, I wouldn't have bled like I did. Yeah. It just would have been like, like a little bit of a bruise. Amy fell over the other week, actually quite a while ago.
Skateboarding.
No. Just walking to the bus stop. Rips in her jeans, fucking rashed her knees so bad because of the hipster holes. Mm. Hipster holes are good for nobody.
Yeah, no, but I think that if, but I like even them. Look at Casey Neistat smashed up his collarbone.
Yeah, he did that not from the booster board.
It was the one wheel.
The one wheel.
That
was the one wheel in the desert. This is the thing. But if you play the game, you're up for breaking
your
arm.
I'm saying I'm not playing the game.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that I'm a pussy. It just means
I didn't say that.
Like some people do it and some people don't. Maybe you're not like wired or whatever the fuck you said.
What did I say?
I mean, I didn't hear that, to be honest.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say any of that. I just
said like,
if you think about this is too fucking dangerous, you're not the guy that should be on them.
Yeah. That's what we've come to agree.
And so Mr. 97 and I will be on our birds.
Do you think 97, do you think you'd be okay on one?
Do you have to go on the main road or can you go just go on the footpath?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
On the footpath.
I mean, they won't go that fast, right? They'll just go like 30K an hour max.
Yeah, a bit less, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe in America. They're going to only go about 10 or 15Ks. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're fine.
I'll slap on a helmet and I'll be sweet.
What's the fastest you've gone before?
On a scooter?
On anything, yeah.
Yeah, not that fast.
And so where's this confidence?
But your confidence,
Well, how bad can it be? It's a scooter.
How bad can it be? I don't know. You clicked a button on a surfer, brought the whole thing down. How bad could it be is the worst motto if we've learned anything this week.
But no.
If you've emailed us, we may not have gotten back to you because of our email server. That's okay.
It's working now. No, but it's not going to – you don't have to go fast. Just go 10 kilometers an hour.
Sure.
It's the same as – I mean, it's literally the same. Just go the same speed as a push scooter would with your foot.
I guess part of it is
– I think there's more people dying from car crashes than there is from skateboarding incidents.
I just wonder, though, that when you get on a scooter because I've ridden a motorbike once, a Peewee 50, and it was great fun and I flipped the whole thing. Oh. going down a hill, my brother jumped in front of me because he wanted to turn. And I put my brakes on and just fucking went horizontal and then like flipped.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, I don't think it's as easy as I just go slow.
Scooter Derek joined the chat.
G'day, Scooter Derek.
Well, let me sign into my electric account. And he's just signed into Castaway Studios now.
Okay.
And he says, what's the pink button that says send a request to join? I'm always tempted, but no idea what happens.
So if you press that button on Instagram, Derek, you'll then come up like a FaceTime video.
That's if they accept you.
Yeah.
Because I went up to Cardi B's live feed and it was like, send a request.
How many people are asking Cardi B?
You'd have a lot of
millions.
Requests.
Yeah, if there's 100,000, there's probably 20,000 that have asked to be
on. Did you press the button?
Yeah, I did.
And what happened?
Nothing happens. It's just pens. It's just pending.
Yeah, so
there's so many coming
through. We get a notification, but you don't have to.
Have we had anyone request to get on, jump on?
We had one just before.
Who from?
I think it was Aaron.
Accept it.
Accept the actual
because then we can't actually hear.
I think Aaron did it yesterday potentially as well.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't push through into
No, because we've
got
that
would be cool.
Because we won't actually hear what they're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Jem's also clarified in the chat for Derek as well, so thanks, Jem.
LA tip of the day.
Fact
of the day for tips. LA.
So this is an interesting one. Have you heard of the La Brea tar pits?
La Brea, yes.
La Brea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
La Brea tar pits. It's like, it reminds me of like Insano Man, like the dinosaurs getting caught in the tar.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Anyway.
Yeah, I know La Brea, but what is
La Brea? Is the street, right?
And what's the tar pits?
Yeah, so they're literally, I think it's oil coming out from, I don't know, the earth somewhere, and they create tar pits and it saves like preserves a bunch of fossils in there.
Mm.
So there are over 3.5 million fossils, including saber-toothed cats, giant sloths, and a mammoth that was named Zed. It's the only area that's actively excavated Ice Age fossils found in an urban location in the world. But in 2013, an LAPD police officer emerged from the tar pits with a piece of evidence from a 2011 murder, becoming the first person to submerge themselves in the tar pit. He said his hands were literally getting stuck to his body and the tar itself. he was losing finger dexterity and the ability to actually move, and he felt lightheaded as he emerged from the tar pit and had to be treated by paramedics because toxic methane gas had seeped into his mask. His final warning to LA criminals was, there's nowhere they can hide something that we can't recover.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm slightly confused.
What are you confused
was
about?
Was he official?
Was he doing LAPD? Yeah, so he was an LAPD officer, but he had diving experience.
Okay.
So he dived into
I just imagine some LAPD dude just sort of like off the clock being like, I'm fucking going
in
there.
I did. Well, because to be honest, it was a better story for my own head.
But no, it would have been like a proper, like there would have been people around there watching him and stuff. No.
Yeah. But you can't, like, I mean, the
he's got a full mask on. It's like,
I'm going to YouTube it later. I want to see if there's a video.
Sounds sick. We should go to the tar pits.
Mm. Yeah.
And so you can see the tar pit. Like, is there like fossils actually? Fossils?
They're in.
No, they take, yeah. So they can take them out of the tar pit.
And so fossilization is the process of you have a bone or something and then it's removed and then there's a fossil left.
No.
What's a fossil?
A fossil is the skeleton.
Define fossil, please.
It's a watch. You might just the watch. Did it? Fossil watches.
The remains or impression of a prehistoric plant or animal embedded in rock and preserved in petrified form.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So do you get what that means? So I think that fossil, you could have a rock that has the imprint of some skeletons, but it's not the actual skeleton, but it's a fossil.
Could be a footprint, fossilized footprint.
Yeah, I think so.
It's preserved the shape or something.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. It's like, is there actually bones of a dinosaur? Is there bones of a big sloth?
Yeah, or is it the fossils of it?
Anyway. Yeah. No, they're actual bones of them. They have them in the museum there.
Okay.
So they pulled them out.
But so it's a whole setup. They've got a museum and everything.
Yeah.
How much is it to get in, let's be honest?
I think it's $15.
Okay. US.
Yeah.
Plus probably a tip or something in the door.
$40, there's $35, $60 day. Okay.
Anyway, before we go, anyone on Instagram?
Grace says, good joke, TJ. I'll
take it.
I think there was no good jokes.
Oh, the fossil one maybe.
Oh, yeah, the watch. Great. Yeah.
Blinky Bill's got an LA fact of the day for us. 20,000 people have died in 2019 in electric scooter-related deaths.
In LA?
I don't know if it's – maybe that's, potentially I LA. Bill's, I mean, 20,000 people a year is a lot of people for just LA.
Can you look that up?
Sure
can. I think that's from facts.
It's a fucking absolute nightmare if that's 20,000 people within this 10 million of LA.
Blinky Bill is definitely
around the world.
Oh, yeah, that's it. No, that's outrageous.
Yeah, no, Blinky made it.
There have been 11 deaths since the beginning of 2018, and that was in June 2019.
Okay. Mm. Cool.
How many car accidents?
Oh, nine occurred on rented vehicles.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. So you got good odds, Josh.
What?
Good odds to not die. Good odds to not die.
Because only 9 people have died on rented.
But there's 11 deaths and 9 of them died on rentals. Yeah, that means only 2 that didn't.
No, but out of however many people.
There's not 10 people who rode.
There was 11 that died. No,
does he not understand how statistics work?
No, you're saying
Mason's trying to work out the chance of you actually dying is quite low.
On a rented vehicle.
Based on how
little. But you said there was 11 in total?
Yeah, 11 deaths. So that means 2 people.
Out of how many? 2 million that have ridden the scooter or whatever?
2 people, yes.
Died who actually own their scooter, and then 9 who rent it.
Yeah, and we're going to rent it.
He still doesn't get it though. How many people?
No, I get that most. You're looking at the positive. The other side of it is most people who die from scooter related accidents
from rentals.
Are from rentals, which is what we're doing. So that's not good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're more likely to be in a car crash.
Why?
Definitely.
There are more cars than citizens in LA.
And we're going to be Ubering around
everywhere.
Mate, one
fact a day. Watch yourself.
I would find the trust in yourself to ride the scooter over the trust you give to your Uber driver. Think about that. We had an Uber driver last time in LA. Mm-hmm. The thing about Ubers over there is no one rides in the front seat. And Australians go to get in the front seat.
I never get in the front seat.
I don't get in the front seat either.
But when you've got 3 of us, and we got bags and shit, we want to put bags in the middle of the 2 back seats, 3 back seats, 1 in the middle. Someone has to get in the front. And Mr. 97, unfortunately, it's going to be you this time. Whereas Bree and Josh were together. And so I was like, I mean,
you're a front seat driver, like a front seat guy.
So I don't mind, but it's just weird because they always have to pull the seat back because they're not equipped to take the front seat. And I got in the front seat, and I've seen people on drugs after the fact, like hung around with people where they get a bit edgy, and like you can see just some stuff they do with their hands.
Ticks and shit.
People on like that have taken meth.
Is this while they're driving?
Is what you're talking about? People who have taken drugs or after a big night. And she,
driving you in the Uber.
She, the girl who was driving us.
Maybe it was Lyft.
It was Uber. She had her earpiece on.
I was trying to save some sort of Uber deal.
But it's not Uber. It's just this gronk that was willing to do that. And so she had an earpiece on. She was on the phone and she's driving and she had sunnies on. Big long nails. And she was doing this thing with her hand where she was just like, and it was moving her jaw. And they're like kind of ticks of when you have meth or
maybe she was just maybe she was also just unwell.
Definitely not, dude. She was on drugs 100%. And we got there safe.
I mean, this is the guy who is so confident about everything. 100%. You don't know 100%. You could literally 90%. Have the exact same tics. Could you not have the exact same tics?
Yeah, but you're trying to make me out like I'm calling out someone. Did you think she was on drugs?
I didn't know. It wasn't until we got out of the car you said, oh, she was on drugs. I was like, oh, really?
But did you notice what she was doing?
No, I noticed like the nails and stuff.
Yeah, she was doing nails. Shit. Mr. 97 definitely would have sniffed it out.
But I think 100% he's a little bit strong.
I'm being hyperbolic.
80%.
Just like you with 9 people dying on scooters, you're thinking the end of the world, mate.
My point with the 9 scooters was 97 said 11 people died. Oh, only 9 on rented scooters, so you're good. Mate, only 11 people died, 9 of them. That's 89% or some shit. I don't know. It's a high number, high percentage.
Don't drive in a car then. You don't want to know those statistics.
No, but the thing is that driving the car, I'm actually good at driving a car.
It's not the point of it.
That well, you're not driving the car, though. Are you?
No, but in driving in general, the other people on the road is the problem.
Yeah.
If you're the good driver, it doesn't matter if you're the good driver.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on a scooter then. I'll do it in LA.
I'm happy with that.
All right. Everyone?
This bloke was crossing the street on an electric scooter in downtown LA when a car struck him at 50 miles an hour and flung him 15 feet in the air before he smacked his head on the pavement and fell unconscious.
How is he now?
Two bones broken, snapped 2 bones in each leg, broke a thigh bone, shattered a kneecap, punctured a lung, fractured 3 vertebrae in his neck.
He's not doing well.
And now he's living off a paycheck.
Sustained a head injury.
That's not good.
Enough, it seems worth it. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Apple Podcasts, we really do appreciate when you leave reviews.
We got a review.
Like this one.
Lucy, after discovering this podcast a couple of weeks ago, I have absolutely ripped through the back catalogue. Thank you guys for creating such a witty, engaging show. You make every day a little funnier.
Thank you, Lucy. Mm. Anyway.
Just one last thing on those scooters. If more people rode scooters, there'd be less pollution based on the car. If there's more cars than people in LA, people need to fucking get rid of their cars.
Or you could walk.
Yeah, all that too.
Anyone else on Instagram before we go? No service.
Grace says it's in relation to the fossil joke.
Okay.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you, Grace. Leave us an Apple Podcast review. We do appreciate it. Feel free to email us. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. The emails are working, which is good. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.